All right, the MAGA meltdown continues. The feud continues. At one point, we thought that maybe Trump and Elon Musk were going to have a phone call and make peace with each other, but that never happened. And Donald Trump took questions today on Air Force One, and something happened that you may have missed that I find very, very, very fascinating that actually one of you guys in the comment section, or I should say on Twitter actually, pointed out to Adam and I, and I want to talk about it. Super, super interesting stuff. So again, if you don't know, Donald Trump today was taking questions on Air Force One and essentially said that, you know, Elon Musk, quote, poor guy's got a problem, and quote, I'm not even thinking about Elon, which sounds kind of like if like your friend got broken up with and you were like, hey, how are you doing? Like, what are your thoughts with everything? And they were like, I'm not even thinking about it anymore. It's like, well, I think you're thinking about it, and that's okay. You're hurt. That's totally fine. But it's just, you should just admit that. It's kind of where Donald Trump's at. I think he feels a little bit butthurt, a little bit like his best friend broke up with him. And so I want to play this video from today on Air Force One. Take a listen and see if anything sounds familiar to you. Also, in this video, Donald Trump is looking extra orange, which is really saying something. Let's take a listen.
What's your view on Elon Musk as of today? I mean, have you heard from him at all?
Honestly, I've been so busy working on China, working on Russia, working on Iran, working on so many. I'm not thinking about Elon.
On the China,
I just wish him well.
He said, I'm not thinking about Elon, okay? I just wish him well. Something very, very interesting there. We're going to talk about it in one second. Before I do, though, once again, my name's Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, click the link in the description. My YouTube channel is there. You guys have been showing so much love. This comment is actually from my YouTube channel, Dolores. Dolores, if you're watching this video, I love you. You're amazing, and I hope you're having a great Friday. Enjoyed your reporting on Adam's channel. You are outstanding and deliver with truth and authenticity. That's super kind. I appreciate that so much. This kind of type of content is new to me, so I'm trying to get better every single day, and I appreciate you a lot. Again, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description, but also on this channel, we're really trying to build something big. Like I always say, trying to build something to punch back against MAGA, uplift Gen Z voices. And if that's something you want to be a part of, all you have to do is click subscribe down below, join the community. It would mean so much to both Adam and I. All right, so going back here to this video, he says, I just wish him well. Well, Darren pointed out on Twitter, also Darren, if you're watching this, I love you. He said, just an FYI, at Adam Mockler, as I watched your recent post commenting on what the orange one was asked earlier today about Musk, he said, quote, I wish him well. If that sounds familiar, except for the pronoun part, soon after Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested and the orange one was asked about her, he said, quote, I wish her well. Can't make this shit up. Shout out Darren for pointing this out. And so Adam and I go to YouTube and we start looking, and this is what we find from the Associated Press from 4 years ago. Donald Trump talking about the arrest of Jeffrey Epstein's wife. Take a listen.
Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison, and so a lot of people want to know if she's going to turn in powerful people. And I know you've talked in the past about Prince Andrew, and you've criticize Bill Clinton's behavior. I'm wondering, do you feel that she's going to turn in powerful men? How do you see that working out?
I don't know. I haven't really been following it too much. I just wish her well, frankly. I've met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, and I guess they lived in Palm Beach. But I wish her well, whatever it is. I don't know the situation with Prince Andrew. Just don't know. Not aware of it.
Mr. President.
That may seem very small, very, you know, whatever. But think about who Donald Trump is as a person. I'm not a doctor. I don't want to say that Donald Trump is a narcissist, although at the bare minimum, he certainly has narcissistic personality traits. And when somebody attacks Donald Trump, he's very fierce about it. At least that's the perception he tries to give off. I think we all see this as a lot of insecurity, but he will attack them relentlessly. He'll attack where they work. He'll attack their character, especially if it's women. He will attack how they look. It's gross. It's disgusting. And he does that with pretty much everybody, except someone like Maxwell, who's very obviously connected to Jeffrey Epstein. And now it appears somewhat he does it toward Musk, where he might say a little bit against Musk today, again, saying he's not even thinking about him, that that he was not particularly interested in talking to Musk, that, quote, he's got a problem, the poor guy's got a problem. But in a way, he doesn't do nearly the same thing he does with everybody else. And he responded very similarly with Musk as he did with Maxwell, which may be a stretch, but I'm very curious what other people think about this and if it's in relation to the fact that Musk obviously has a lot of dirt on Donald Trump, right? He said that Donald Trump was in the Epstein files and that's why they hadn't been released. He's obviously been very up close and personal with the president. He rented a room in Mar-a-Lago when Donald Trump was getting into office, you know, as he was, you know, like actually in January, I should say, and then had his own place in the White House. And so he's been privy to lots and lots and lots of conversations about economics with other world leaders, with Donald Trump's cabinet members. Obviously, we saw Elon Musk with a black eye and reports of a physical altercation with Scott Bessent and other White House officials. And so interesting that Donald Trump takes a softer approach with Musk compared to everybody else. And so we'll have to see how this plays out, how this continues. Quickly, I want to tell you about the rest of this, of the rest of today with Donald Trump speaking about this. Again, saying essentially multiple different things throughout this, throughout these interviews. Donald Trump appeared in no mood to patch things up with former top advisor Elon Musk on Friday, doubling down on his new hostility towards the Tesla and SpaceX tycoon with a number of disparaging statements. The U.S. president appeared to deny reports of a potential peacemaking phone call with Musk, which we heard about yesterday, telling ABC News he was not particularly interested in talking to his former confidant right now. The president also spoke to CNN saying, quote, I'm not even thinking about Elon. He's got a problem. The poor guy's got a problem. He's thinking about Elon Musk. Trump told Politico that the relationship with Musk was, quote, going very well, never done better. Interesting. Very, very interesting. And also, as I make this video, it just really dawns on me that it's like the people leading the free world right now, the president of the United States and all of his advisors, it's like a drama TV show. These are children. These are children. It is more important than ever to be using your voice and getting out there, making sure you're registered to vote for 2026. Donald Trump appeared to dismiss those peace talks, calling Musk that, you know, saying that Elon Musk who had lost his mind, as the extraordinary falling out between the two men looked to continue. The U.S. president and the richest person in the world, who had been tasked with slashing the federal government, fell out in spectacular fashion on Thursday in a series of escalating social media posts that roiled the political world. Very interesting stuff. I will keep you updated. We'll see if Musk decides to get angrier and angrier and release anything against Donald Trump, release any dirt that he may have. And when that happens, you will hear it here first. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoyed this video, click like, hit subscribe. It goes a long way. And once again, my YouTube channel is in the link in the description. I appreciate you so, so, so much for watching. I hope you have a great weekend, and I will see you in the next video.